On our program today, visiting with John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. Good to have you in the studios.
Good to be here. What a beautiful day out there.
What a beautiful
stretch of weather.
What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You guys have been, I will say, a lot of things have been going on. We did, you know, and I started reminding people, I said, okay, well, we did last Saturday morning, we had the... You do the household medical or household hazardous waste.
Yep.
Yeah, the first Saturday every month. But next Saturday, you're on the road. Or next month.
Yep.
Next month, you're on
the road again. Yeah, we'll come into Boone, DMAC parking lot, and do our typical collection event on the first Saturday of June. Be the 7th, according to the calendar.
Midst of their citywide cleanup.
Yes. So more efforts, I guess, to support the cleanup and get rid of the bad stuff. So please don't throw those things into the garbage or out on the curb or do anything with it. Please take those chemicals, fertilizers, oil-based paint, old gasoline, as long as it's in a gas can. You won't get that back either, but that gets dropped off. But at least this is disposed of properly. So take those out to DMAC. The parking lot area will be set up with our big... with our services and Metro Waste Authority bringing their big old trailer, and they'll take that stuff right there.
We call them, the cleanup crew.
The cleanup crew. They do a great job.
Do you still do the survey as people come in? Just a brief thing.
Yeah, it's pretty painless. We'll ask you a couple questions. Mainly want to know if you're from the service area, if you've used us before, and then kind of how you heard of us.
Okay.
So just gathering information and how we can do things better. So it's not like we're not going to ask you how many ounces of this, the fluid that you may have. It's not that big of an interrogation, if you will. It's more just, it's a very simple survey. It's pretty harmless.
I think the one thing that always, they're still going to bring latex paint.
Yes, they will.
I know. And they're going to take it home.
And they do, yes.
As you go on, no, there's ways. The big thing is using it the way it's supposed to be used. Again, you got a partial... Think of maybe some herbicide, and use it if you can.
Right.
But if you can't, don't just dump it down the drain. Right.
And don't just spray it in your yard randomly or just, dump it to dispose of it into the ground. Put it to use, but if it can't be used, then yes, do bring it out to us. We can dispose of it properly.
This is not for producers. Sorry.
Yeah. Or farmers, residents.
That's what I meant.
Producers, farmers. Okay, yep. It's not for businesses, which does include farmers. For that event too, that's probably one where you could probably bring out a bigger quantity. But when we do those collections at the landfill itself in our the hazardous waste building, we don't have a lot of storage, so we've kind of regulated that a little bit. You only bring a few totes of it. Don't bring a whole truckload or a trailer load because of a big clean out and something that's been amassed for decades. You may spread that out, or else take it directly, if you have that much stuff, take it directly to Bondurant, where they process that stuff on site.
That's where we do, because I can remember, maybe it was a decade or so or more ago, but people would find these 55-gallon drums in the basement. I know it's something, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
And they were doing house cleanouts and things like that.
Surprise.
I remember when they were finding things like arsenic.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Well, they had a reason to use it then, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
But still a good time to get rid of it.
It is.
Just, if
it
you
is.
Have that kind of an oddity, though, call ahead so you're not loading it up and driving it out to the area, and then we can't take it, and then you have to take it back home or else take it down to Bondurant. So just to make it easier, if it's real oddity like that, call and ask ahead
Please
of time.
Call.
Yeah, it'll save everybody some issues and angst, if you will. So,
hey, you don't have the biggest building out there.
No, we don't. Say. No.
But... Yeah, I mean, it's enough to store for a while. And then does Metro come up like once a month or what?
Yeah, it kind of varies. We'll be like, we're getting kind of full. And then they'll say, well, we'll squeeze you in the next time we can get there. And it's usually within a week or two. So they're really good. They've had staff shortages in the past, too. And be like, can we get someone up here? And they're like, well, as soon as we can, we'll get there. And there's been some, time constraints, if you will. But otherwise, they're wonderful to work with.
I didn't look at my... eligible things outside of the fact I know radioactive material, explosives, and things like
that.
And we frown on taking those, but
and medical waste or medicines in particular. We take sharps and needles, that type of stuff. But talking about medications and there's other processes for that.
We just went through the drop off. That's an easy way to do it.
Yep.
Sheriff's department's got a bin in the front door. Police department's got one when they're open.
You have opportunities.
Our pharmacies work with it.
Yep, that's right. There's opportunities. Yep. And call and ask. You know, we try to gather as much information so that we know what's going on, because we get it. We're like, you know, we're the place that, oh, let's just take it there. You know, we can take everything to the landfill, and that's not necessarily true. But we want to make sure if we can't take it, we want to be able to tell you where you should take your stuff.
Well, it's more like you shouldn't take it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Some people are going to, no matter what.
But. Right.
So one thing I did want to ask, and again, because with all of this happening, batteries, like rechargeable batteries, do you take those at this event? Is that, like lithium, whatever?
Yep. One way or another, we'll take those. Yeah, we can.
Well, you still do all batteries.
Yeah. And Metro may not as much. You know, they do take a lot of them. We've been telling people, bring all the batteries to us. All batteries collected, just the ABCs of batteries. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to end the confusion, the hassle with the confusion of the different batteries, because there's so many different types out there now. And they're really everywhere. You know, you look at... a watch, a Fitbit band, the greeting cards, you open them up and it sings a little tune. That has a battery in it. Batteries are everywhere, it seems like. So to be able to handle that and take the issues away of what do I do with it? If it's alkaline, do I dispose of it? What about lithium, lithium ion, NiCad, the rechargeable battery packs? I could go on and on. So if you're not sure what to do with them, just bring them to us. We'll take them at the landfill, in the office itself. Don't throw them in the garbage. Don't throw them in recycling. We will handle them separately so that they do get managed and recycled correctly.
I know the one thing, in people would always say, well, we always were told, just alkaline batteries, just throw them away.
Yep.
Well, yeah, except for there's this fire potential.
Yeah, there's still a charge there.
And you do find that on... quite a few occasions.
Yes, all too often, frankly. Yeah, so almost a daily occurrence from what the guys have told me down on the work face, how often they see smoke start coming out, and then they drag it out and extinguish some things. And they have places where they can drag it out into a water area or a mud area and pack it down and extinguish it, which is good. So being able to watch
that.
They got
big equipment. They can do that.
They can move a lot of stuff in a hurry, that's for sure.
All right. Well, a couple of other things I did want to ask about. And once again, I know with that going on, but also at the same time, you're still doing the yard waste.
Yep.
And I mean, people still following along pretty close on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm sure occasionally you get somebody show up early.
Yep.
Tuesday's the only day that works for me, that kind of thing.
I understand. I get it, and we get the feedback about it should be all the time. And I also think that it should be, could be considered to be never taking it, frankly. It is my other argument. So we try to compromise. This is when we are able to accept it. We did it mid-April through the end of May, but it's just the Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays of that time frame that you can bring it out for free. And like you said, if you could show up on Tuesday, you can still drop it off. You just have to pay the tipping fee, probably $10 minimum charge.
One thing, and I hear people talking about it and stuff like that, but it is we have in this landfill and this city, they do it this way. Everybody's a little bit different.
Yep.
I mean, we're working with what we've got here. What basically we've had in place for
it's been a long time,
quite a while. Back in the 90s when they said no more grass clippings. And that was a DNR thing. So,
to be buried.
Yeah.
To landfill. Yeah. So yard waste is something that would just create more, especially grass clippings. That organic being buried would create extra methane unnecessarily. So keep it out. Don't bury it in your landfills. It's all well and good. But you touched on a good point about it's some landfills do, some don't. Why don't they? Why do they? All over the board. I mean, I guess where would you go with your yard waste now? in Boone County. Mm-hmm. It used to be, I think there were services in the cities and the smaller towns anyway. You could dump it off city limits or something. I think there were drop-off areas for that. Yeah. But I don't know if anyone's doing that anymore. Frankly, we're the landfill is the last one, the last stop for it now. Maybe we should have got out of it before, but we're still doing it as a service to the communities. So we're offering it. You know, we really emphasize doing it correctly, but, you know, appreciate that it's not a requirement. You know, it is something that we don't necessarily have to do. It's free during this time, but it isn't free to us, and it's causes extra time, expenses, labor to handle it, to
wear and tear
grind
on equipment.
It, wear and tear on equipment, or hiring it out to be ground up so that it can be turned into some final cover after composting time, that it could be used somehow. But it's a process. It takes up space. It takes up time. It takes up money on our end. So value that and appreciate it. Don't throw garbage into those areas, because that has to be removed. And that's a simple ask. Don't put anything that isn't yard waste in the yard waste area. Only yard waste goes in the yard waste area. So it seems pretty straightforward, but it's a good reminder. I think you can't say it enough to do it the right way. But yeah, other landfills, just they don't even mess with it. Like they must have some other place in their communities for that yard waste to go.
Well, they have one of those companies that came in after the derecho.
Yeah.
Because that was amazing to watch all of that and get it hauled out, hauled away and stuff. Yeah. So. But yeah, that's a... not an inexpensive process.
No, it's not.
Speaking of not inexpensive, last meeting with the supervisors, you had brought some friends from Ames and Story County over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here they say, we're going to quit burning our municipal solid waste for energy production. So stepping away from that, you know, it always seemed like, this is a great idea, you know, burn it and stuff like that. But it creates a lot of other consequences, too.
Yeah, it does. And it seems wonderful, you know, to say that. And I always liked it. You know, when I first learned about what they do,
it was like, you know, well, it seems like, that makes
let's do
sense.
Something good with it. When you have conversations about it, say, people in Ames sometime have said, well, I wish we recycled, you know, just actually recycle it, take it, and like how we're doing it, send it to someone to bale it, to do it, instead of burning it. Sometimes the Ames people were against the burning, be like, well, it seems like a shame to burn it when it's still good and useful stuff. And then the other people, like on our end, saying, wow, we should do what Ames does. We should burn that to do something good with it. So maybe the grass is always greener in some regards, but they are changing their efforts in essentially, so their equipment has been a struggle to keep going. It's going back to the mid-70s when they started, and they've transitioned from coal to natural gas, and it didn't go the easiest and best, and then it's always burning garbage, and there's, you know, there's different things from deposits of burning garbage that is harmful on the equipment. So, you know, there's ongoing challenges with fixing, repairing, and replacing all their equipment, their boilers, whatever they use to process all of it. So ran into issues, and now they're kind of changing their efforts to say, okay, maybe we should be done with that. Well, in the meantime, they you know, the garbage is still going to be happening, and our contract with them to accept their waste is set to expire. It's been a renewable thing over a lot of years anyway. We've had a long-term agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's set to expire June 30 of this year. But then what? And they're still kind of doing their thing, but they want to transition. So we're trying to work with them to extend that agreement for 2 years and maybe beyond that, depending on how things go, just be up to another year possibly is the consideration. To give them time to put up a transfer station so then they can better collect their stuff in their area, in their service area. So all of Story County, all the waste can come in there, and then they can transfer it to a different location at that point.
And I think one of the things they did tell you was that they are stepping up their recycling efforts and having pretty good response.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like they're doing some simple things, just putting the containers out, and people are doing the right thing with it. So they're making those efforts. I think they're talking about some curbside service in the future, you know, as a development. So that's that'll be a big increase in the amount of stuff, probably a big increase in the amount of contamination that goes with it. Based on our experiences, that's been some of the struggles. But, you know, they're prepared for it, I believe. So if we can work with them, give them a couple of years to get their facility built and ready and transfer it somewhere else, then this is where it would go, not to the Boone County landfill any further. So that would be where it goes to a different landfill in the area.
Okay.
So. changes are coming, it seems like, over the next couple of years. We'll see.
Well, I know one of the things, too, and you're still working or waiting to hear again about methane harvesting. And I know some would like it to go faster than it is happening. But again, it's the company that you're working with.
That's right.
And
yeah,
it needs to be beneficial for them. So
certainly, yeah, that's a big investment on their part. So they're doing, I'm sure, their due diligence to make sure that this is what they want to do. But that was the agreement, that we would give them the gas rights to explore this and figure out if this is mm-hmm. what they want to do. And I would be one of those people that it can't happen fast enough, because I'd like to see some progress on the, yeah. on that project, because it's awful exciting to think about collecting. Oh, for me, it's exciting, I guess. Maybe not for everybody, but
yeah. Landfill operators get excited about, yeah, let's get this methane out of here.
And maybe environmentalists, because what's so good about it is taking something that's harmful and bad, methane gas, that a landfill naturally produces, gather it, collect it, do something good with it, turn it into natural gas where it's being used and being a positive thing instead, is certainly is wonderful and great concept. And also, we would probably be able to make some money off the deal, too. So it seems like a lot of positive things to look at, and just fingers crossed that it continues to develop. And it's been a process for the last year and a half.
We'll see. And again, they are working with other landfills. We know that.
Yeah.
They're just not here right now.
And with any construction things, there's always challenges that come up, and like, oh, now we have to deal with this. And I think that's what they're
experiencing. Are there others out there that might be interested, or is this like one of the few companies that we have in the state that's...
Yeah, we were contacted by one other one prior to the current one, so we've had two, and I've had some emails from other companies just randomly, we'd like to talk to you more about this, and I haven't done much with that to follow up, because we've signed the gas rights agreement with our current company to say you can do this for this set amount of time. So trying to be
supportive,
professional,
of
and supportive, do the right things to say, yep, they get their chance, and then we'll see what happens.
Are we still one of those marginal size?
Yeah,
I mean that. If you were a much bigger landfill and had much
pretty
more tonnage,
pretty easy to justify then. Yeah, and then we also look at. Our potential decrease in tonnage coming in is, you take away garbage, there's going to be less methane. So we're looking at a decrease in our tonnage coming in. However, with Daisy coming in, I'm thinking there's going to be a transition of the waste coming back. So, we won't be looking at such a huge decrease when that happens. So, but yeah, we are on kind of on the fence. The magic number was always about 100,000 ton to justify a facility. The current companies are, the technology is getting better, and they're saying you can go lower than that, but how low can you go? And that's the nerve-wracking part. So we're still kind of on there. If we decrease as much as we were anticipating, it gets less appealing, I'm sure, but we're right around that area.
All right.
Right in the ballpark.
You are going to be talking to the board, I know, working with WHKS to start take a look at leachate collection?
Yep, that's on the agenda for about a half hour or so, looking at the agreement for them to come up with the concept, and then more importantly to be able to then put a cost estimation, a good number to it, to say this is what it would cost to build it as such. And looking to agree with that and getting moving forward and get some solid numbers and get that project going forward.
And again, that's one of those that down the road at some point, leachate collection from the landfill is going to continue far down the road past the life of the landfill.
Exactly. We'll be able to use it for the next, X number of years, X being the number of years that we are going to be around for services to our service area for accepting waste. We're talking 20 to 40 years maybe in there is how we're planning that. And so as long as we can be, but also it doesn't just, once we stop and cap it, there's still going to be stuff coming out of it.
Things,
it's kind of like a sponge.
Underground there, folks.
It's like a big sponge underneath. You have all the garbage, everything that holds, moisture, and then eventually it'll work its way down. Gravity will do its job. job, and but it'll still keep working our way through the system. So it'll be in place for however long it'll continue. And the DNR is saying you need to have monitoring up 20 to 30 years beyond your life of your landfill. So you know, you're looking at a 50, 60 year, you know, or
so
more.
If we can stretch it out for another 35, 40 years to the landfill, then another 35 years or 30 years after that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a good investment still. Is the, you know, the to say, well, it's only good for 20 years or 30 years, that's one thing. But when you can say it's up to, you know, 60, that's a completely different ball game there.
So. Wanted to ask you about Keep Boone County Beautiful, because this is a good time of the year. People are getting out, doing a lot, traveling on the roads, biking, or whatever they're doing.
Yep.
But Keep Boone County Beautiful is our way of doing, again, basically litter pickup, I guess.
Yep.
We had they did the bash down on the trail back on Earth Day.
Yep.
So we went through all the Earth Day things. But people can still adopt areas, adopt roads, county roads.
Yep.
And once again, we don't want you out on the highway, but the state right. does that, by the way. But,
yep.
Keep Boone County Beautiful is our process, and landfill operates it.
That's right. Yep. We and we support it. You do the paperwork for it, but we also give the bags, the materials, the grabber. You can borrow our grabbers to pick waste up. And then you can leave it in a designated area. We'll pick the garbage up for you and dispose of it. So it's really a commitment. If you have an area where you ride your bike or drive to work, you always see it like, wow, someone needs to do something about that. Or this is where I used to walk my dog in this yeah. area. I want to make sure I keep this cleaned up. So you have a special spot you want to give back. Talk to us about adopting that stretch of road. We ask you to clean up a couple times a year. This time is great. Let's get our county looking sharp and beautiful when we have all of our visitors coming into town. Another one is right before winter, because once winter hits, snow covers it up and makes everything hidden. So those two times is what we ask, you know, to get out and clean up those areas. And just give us a call at 515-433-0 591 with more information. I know you mentioned about people are doing that, and I know Carrie in our office, Carrie is out picking up some a cleanup from this past weekend.
Okay.
So a group went out and said, yep, we're done. And so she's picking those things up off the
It's if you have a group, an organization, a club or something, and you want to just take a mile, a stretch of road or something
yeah.
like that. It all helps.
It does. It could be a family, a business organization, a fundraising effort, any group, frankly. If you have that interest, please contact us.
John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. He is a legend.
Thank you, Goat. Have a great
day. We will visit with you again next time.
Thank you.